to Mr. Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead.
And I am Jick. What's that music for there, Mr. Skullhead?
That was Misfire.
Awesome. I've heard of them. Their first album was pretty good.
They were the guys that were always chasing after Jem.
What?
Didn't you ever see Jem? No, you didn't have a little sister.
No, see, I watched boy cartoons when I was a kid, Mr. Skullhead.
Now, this was roundabout when my little sister was of cartoon watching age.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. You know, I take that back. I did watch quite a bit of She-Ra because it replaced whatever was on during my before-school cartoon watching and Fruit Loops eating.
Well, She-Ra was actually a lot more masculine than, say, He-Man.
I don't know about that. Yeah, have you watched any Masters of the Universe lately?
No, I did.
It's one of those things that I think definitely doesn't make the leap from stuff that was cool when we were kids to stuff that's cool now.
Yep.
And it's sad, things like that. So, anything happen exciting to you in the last week or so that we should update the listeners about?
Well, I got a laptop and I can now make it communicate with the entire little mini network I've got running here. So that was
awesome.
Nice.
Your house has moved into the 1990s.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all wireless, isn't that fairly recent?
I guess it's fairly recent if you're a late adopter. I've decided to do this week's show sitting on the yoga ball rather than in my chair. So I'm actually exercising my abs as I flap my gums.
Awesome.
My abs are going to be so tight for Arkenstock, which is coming right up.
Oh, yes.
Hey, speaking of which, didn't we end up getting the flight back for Monday?
Yes, we did.
So we should probably do something along the lines of rescheduling our show.
What time are we scheduled to arrive on Monday?
Ah, boy, I don't know. I'm interested in that, though, as are all of our listeners.
Because we do gain 2 hours.
Yeah, however, we arrive at the terminal in Phoenix at 7:39, so it looks like there will be no show on the... It's like 3 weeks from... 3 weeks from today? No, 4 weeks.
No, it's actually...
No, it's three.
Two. Three.
What? No,
three.
Three. Yeah.
Three
says it's going to be the 1st of March, like tomorrow. Speaking of that, a lot of people are asking about the March familiar or item of the month, and it won't be available tonight. I've been doing too much stuff that I'm sure we'll spend most of the evening talking about regarding Ascension, because gonna make the deadline.
Yep.
I've got some stuff to do after the show, and hopefully I won't. I mean, it'll be midnight somewhere by the time Boozer and Hot Stuff disappear. And I actually don't know if Boozer. I know Hot Stuff is tends to be up late, and we're planning on going through a bunch of stuff tonight. But I don't know if we'll actually see Boozer vanish or not. And it might be till tomorrow. Let's see. Yeah. So probably the March item will go out on either late tomorrow or on the 2nd, or on the 3rd, or later than the 3rd. But definitely no later than April 1st.
Yep.
And definitely no earlier than the day before yesterday.
And the day after tomorrow.
Indeed. Hey, speaking of Robert Heinlein, how was your weekend with the sex cult?
It was almost as exciting as my life with the Thrill Kill cult.
Ah, well, that's saying something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, my life with the Thrill Kill cult and the revolting cocks are inexorably intertwined in my mind. And I don't know why. I think I just, maybe somebody that I knew had albums by both of those, and they were right next to each other. Let's see. Got a few questions from last week that I went through and I wanted to go over before we get started on this week's questions.
Alrighty.
One is, let's see.
The loneliest number.
He Who Lacks Originality says, vis-a-vis the Spectral Pickle Factory, if no one may know the hour of the Pickle Factory's coming, how will Jick be able to implement it without knowing he is doing it? Is he really that clumsy? The answer is yes. On a related note, the toad asks, if no one may know the hour of its coming and going, would you have to tell a character named No One? I think you're probably trying to pull that Odysseus and the Cyclops trick on us, but we have actually six eyes between us, so it's not going to work.
Who's got the other two?
Well, since I wear glasses, I'm technically a four eyes.
And so am I.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I thought you were counting the dick eye to drag us into the gutter early.
No.
In which case, we would have six.
Wow, I totally. Why did it just not occur to me that you also wear glasses?
I don't know.
That's weird. Have you been wearing contacts a lot lately?
No, I haven't worn them in a month.
Huh. Wow. Why don't I know what you look like?
It's because you're always staring at my my sweet pectorals.
Your man boobs.
Yep.
That's true. I'm always kind of excited when you walk into a room because I'm like, damn, that is a nice big old set of titties. And I realize, oh, wait, it's Josh. I mean Mr. Skullhead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
There you go again.
Epithet says, are there any further plans relating to kilts? How about making them in unclan tartan? I don't know what that means, unclan. I'm from Scotland, so would love to wear one in KOL. I would like for the Scots to be able to wear kilts in KOL, but I'm against any non-Scottish wearing kilts, as Mr. Skullhead can attest.
Mm-hmm.
So screw the kilts. No, seriously. Ooga Booga asks an Ascension-related question. Jick, can you make it so that while you're in Ronin mode after Ascension, Ronin mode being the sort of unofficial name for the period of 1,000 turns where you can't receive any items from other players, you can still receive gifts by having them go straight into long-term storage? And that's something I would consider, but it won't be like that right away, because that's just adding kind of an extra layer into a lot of the code that moves items around, and I don't know. We may take a look at that later, but not in the beginning. Arcone says, are you still going to have a horoscope when you ascend, and the moons will do stuff to you depending on your horoscope? I remember this was a possibility way back when. Definitely something like that. That you will, when you ascend, be able to select an astrological sign, which will have a number of sort of subtle effects on gameplay and a number of fairly significant effects on gameplay. But those things are going to be subject to so much tweaking over the next couple of weeks that I'm loath to say much about them. Did you have anything from last week you wanted to address?
Yeah, not that I can recall. I don't have a list in front of me, so
yeah,
couldn't really say.
But do you have any Listerine in front of you? Because your breath is really knocking me out, even through the voiceover IP channels here.
Don't let the days go by, Listerine.
That's, yeah. Amazing Goompa also asked, any chance of implementing an item slot for the torso? It's weird that we have a helmet, pants, and weapons, but nothing for the torso. Thanks. Be patient, Amazing Goompa.
Well, it'd be handy if we already had a stockpile of content written for that particular thing.
Boy, it sure would. Okay, now we are... Now, speaking of Arcone, he sent another question this week, and actually the one from last week might have been from just earlier today, because I can't actually tell when I look at them when these things were sent, which is maybe something I should think about. Although, it seems like a waste of space to just have every single question have a date in front of it when almost all the dates are today. Arcone says, though, which trophies do you lose in Ascension? You lose no trophies in Ascension. You do not lose any trophies. You do not lose any tattoos. That's, in fact, going to be one of the kind of big incentives for ascending is you'll be able to collect even more of those things because, you know, there are tattoos that you get when you start as a Postomancer, and you'll retain that even when you ascend as a Seal Clubber and get the Seal Clubber tattoo. So, you know, people who want to collect all the tattoos, they're going to need to ascend six times or five times or four times and then one more time. Let's see. Ratbot Killer says, and we do appreciate the efforts of Ratbot Killer because the kingdom was plagued with ratbots before he arrived, and we hardly ever see robotic claw nor tail of them these days. How do you feel about so many of the players being, quote, young, quote, as in under 15 or so? Is this what you wanted / planned on? No. I don't really... I have a hard time answering questions that are how do you feel about something if I don't really have that much of an opinion about it.
Because you have no feelings.
I don't have feelings. I have opinions. And I have, basically collections of things that irritate me and collections of things that I think are cool in my mind. But, the game, we kind of, both of us sort of, I think, feel pretty much the same way, which is we feel the way the guys who made Looney Tunes felt. Like, they weren't making it for grown-ups, they weren't making it for kids, they were making it for themselves. And, whoever else enjoyed it, hooray, they enjoy it. We certainly don't target kids, but then again, we don't really target anybody because we don't do any real advertising or. I think a lot of people look at it and assume that it's a kid's game because of the stick figure thing. It's a smart people's game. It's a game for people with a sense of humor. It's a game for people who are well read. It's cool. We've met some 13, 14, 15-year-old kids on here who are way smarter and way more mature than most of the 30-year-olds we know. And that makes me happy.
Yep.
You got anything to add?
No, I don't have a problem with the fan base being predominantly young. And it's good to see that there are young folks out there who are cool. Like the next generation of us is lurking out there.
I remember you were making the claim via that sentence that you and I are cool.
Yep.
Huh.
High school was a long time ago. I think we're cool now.
Do you think we're cool now, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we dress well enough to be cool.
Maybe
hey,
that's just the way we kick it.
I don't know. It could be. I got a new pair of flip-flops today, Mr. Skullhead.
All right.
They're Mossimo, so I can't wear them until I spend some time actually carving all of the logos out of the shoes,
right?
Which probably is going to do some damage, but yeah, Mossimo apparently decided to stay in business by just becoming Target only, or maybe Target bought them. I don't know. Let's see, Madman 33 says, I was wondering if you could make a button, make 10, make 100, make 1,000 for dense meat stacks. It's a pain to make them one by one. What reason do you have to make 1,000 dense meat stacks?
What reason is there to make... Well, I guess if you're a smither.
Yeah, you could make 10. If you were gonna make stuff to stock your store. And maybe 100, but I don't see any legitimate purpose for putting, a million meat into dense meat stacks at a time. I don't certainly consider adding the 10 and maybe the 100 because it would save people some time, I guess. But dense meat stacks are of limited utility, I feel.
Especially with the, I think that people used to use them with the clan stash and with PvP to protect meat or to move meat between accounts.
Yeah, which those are sort of not legitimate uses of them, so that's what I'm saying. Let's see. DiscoFreak579 says, I think that there could be a 1337 or Leet chat channel just for those punks who can't resist showing off their 1337 or Leet skills. This would make them happy and make chat a better place. Thank you. I think the problem with trying to relegate those people to a certain channel is that it has to be kind of voluntary, and they're the kind of people who wouldn't enjoy just showing off to one another. I think really they're just trying to irritate everyone, or not. I'm reluctant to do anything that leads people to believe that we're encouraging that sort of thing, though, because it goes beyond just like trying to make our chat a good place. It's really trying to make the world a good place by getting rid of these goddamn abbreviations that... Mr. Skullhead and I are going to be... We're already like those two old men on the Muppet Show that just crotchet around and curmudgeon all over people.
Mm.
Yeah. That was a pleasant image there.
I think you meant crochet, though.
Yeah.
I want to be a crochety old man.
You could crochet some sort of balding head cozy. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you don't have to be an old man to have a balding head.
Oh! Oh! And your mom doesn't have to be an old woman to give me head.
Huh. Well, see, that doesn't make any sense because old women probably... Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to go down that road. Your mom's older than my mom.
I think so.
Ha ha. Your mom's old.
How old is your mom? Yeah. Cut her in half and count the ring.
47?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 years younger.
Ah, see? Haha.
Oh.
You definitely got the better end of this deal. let's see. Mad Guy 50, or no. God, man. There's Madman 33 and Max Guy 56, and both of them, when I try to read it, I'm just seeing part of the other one. Max Guy 56 says, there's a big thread in the forums about people who have eaten or drank something but cannot get the trophy. Did something happen? I don't think at this point that there's anything wrong. There might be someone who can correct me on this, but there was a problem where after I added the whole favorite food and drink thing, that was really just kind of a side effect of something that I'd been meaning to add for a long time, which is a table that just stores long-term consumption records of food and drink for everybody, so that, you know, if we decide to put in a trophy or some reward for eating or drinking a certain number of a certain thing, we no longer have to keep individual flags for all those things because they're just already stored. And, you know, they're already stored on the second database server because it's kind of a one-off thing. I mean, it's not totally linked to anything else in the game. The flags are just adding extra load on the primary server. So what I decided to do was to get rid of all those flags and convert them into the flags that were there from before the consumption table went into place. Like if somebody had eaten, you know, say 200 fettuccine and canoes or whatever, trying to get the trophy for 227 fettuccine and canoes, I didn't want them to just lose their progress because they ate them before I started keeping track of stuff in the consumption table. So I took that flag and dumped all those into the consumption table. But apparently I forgot to roll out the changes to the actual trophy code to the live servers for like a day or two. But it should be fixed now. So somebody correct me if I'm wrong about that. And Yogmate's message about his mirror. Thank you to everyone who's put up mirrors. I wish we could see, actually, how many people are listening.
But, yeah. Although I think we have at least 150 mirror slots taken up.
Really? Do those fill up?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow, that's nutty. We're approaching a sort of critical mass. Well, we'll finally get enough people together that when we decide to make the brown noise on one of our shows, then it will be a significant event. Agent Lex says, will there be a St. Patrick's Day celebration, perhaps a double drunk day like Feast of Bourse is double fullness? I suspect that we will get around to doing something for St. Patrick's Day. When is it?
The March 17th or so.
It's that close to Easter?
St. Patrick's Day, Thursday, March 17th.
That's really, how the hell is that? Like, St. Patrick's Day is during Lent?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. What a horrible design.
Well, if you're an Irish Catholic, you're not going to give up booze for Lent.
Oh, okay, that's a good point.
You give up, you know,
throwing
kangaroos.
Throwing bombs at Protestants.
Oh, man.
What?
Someday somebody's going to drive a van into the asymmetric offices.
I don't know. It would be pretty difficult in that we're on the second story. But, you know, maybe somebody could fly some sort of airplane van into it. Let's see. But, you know, really, these offices are just a front. They're you know, what you see as the office is merely a shell atop the elevator down to our secret underground lair filled with solid gold Ferraris. Mr. Magnifico says, have the odds of getting the rare tiny plastic items from a lucky surprise egg been changed yet? No, sort of deciding. I'm really leaning towards not changing the odds of getting a rare tiny plastic item from a lucky surprise egg, just because they're rare and I like having rare things, and I like having legitimate rare things that are actually obtainable by normal means. You know, we sort of when we were figuring out what the probabilities would be, we sort of looked at how many of the rares we wanted introduced into the kingdom per week, and it's ended up a little lower than that. But really, that's not necessarily a bad thing. We're just sort of trying to control the rarity by actually enforcing the rarity. And you know, I mean, it's one of those things like. Well, really like everything else. I mean, not everybody is going to have every trophy, because then they won't mean anything. So, you know, if you really want to devote all your gameplay to getting the tiny plastic trophy, then you should have to make some sacrifices, you know? You don't get the ones for eating 227 fettuccine and condos if you have to spend all that time eating the lucky surprise eggs. It's just, you know, you got to make some choices. Choices are fun. Choices are the difference between a game and a story. And the more choices you have to make, the more a game is unlike a story. Unless it's a choose-your-own-adventure story, which is really kind of like a game.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Mr. Skullhead?
Choose-your-own-adventure stories were pretty much lo-fi text adventures.
They were.
And they were really easy to hack, so you just start at the end.
Well, unless they were well-designed where you didn't really know what the end was. I mean, you just kind of flip through and randomly read stuff. And they weren't they weren't ever designed in a way that you could work backwards from them.
Well, that's how I used to do it.
But how do you work backwards, though? When you get to a section, how do you know what section you got there from? Or what section you're supposed to get there from?
Oh,
I mean, the sections don't start with, like, continued from section 25.
No?
No, because a lot of times they would branch back into, like, there would be, you know, say three endings, multiple ways of getting to each of the three endings. So a given passage could have several things linking into it.
All I remember is that every time I tried to read them straight through, I always ended up dead at the bottom of a ditch somewhere in the book. And so somehow starting at the end seemed to alleviate that problem.
Well, typically you could just sort of leave your finger at the choice, read forward. If you die, you just go back. You know, you use that finger as an undo.
Hmm.
I had a lot of Choose Your Own Adventure books. You know what? I don't think I owned a single one of the regular the ones that were called Choose Your Own Adventure.
Hmm.
But I had a lot of the TSR Endless Quest ones. They're all set in the Dungeons and Dragons universe. And then there were some in like some of their other role playing games, like Top Secret. Which was not as good as the movie Top Secret because it didn't have a dancing. What's that guy's name?
Val Kilmer?
Yeah, Val Kilmer. How come I couldn't think of Val Kilmer's name? Oh, right, because Val Kilmer sucks.
That's probably going in Fearsome Phantoms forum thread right now. Dick, Val Kilmer sucks.
Yeah.
You're so quotable.
Rcraft1 says, will you be talking about Ascension? I guess that really sort of depends on the questions and whether we actually get to questions or whether I just keep talking about Val Kilmer for minutes on end. TwistedFate13 says, so, what do Dick and Scully do? What do you do, Scully?
This, pretty much. And I'm in graduate school.
So. Yeah. Scully's actually trying to do something with his life other than just mess with this video game for you. I'm not. I'm just full-time working on Kingdom of Loathing for the people. That's right, the people. Death's Messenger 25 says, over and over and over again, like kind of a douchebag, can you play some Weird Al Yankovic? No, we can't, because we don't play music on the show. Leet1Oni Reborn says, hey, how's it going? Could you discuss the outrageous cost of tomato daiquiris? Are tomato daiquiris outrageously expensive? I mean,
I suppose they are, but remember that we don't pay any attention to the mall.
Right. Not at least at least in terms of making the decisions about what stuff does what. You know, the way a market works is sometimes there are runs on stuff that raise the price for a long time and tend to stabilize in the long term. But again, you know, I don't really have any opinion about that one way or another. It's one of those things like, you know, everybody wants the trophy, so everybody's like, well, I should be able to get the number of these things that, I mean, not to spoil it, you know, that you don't get trophies from drinking tomato daiquiris. But, you know, you look at them compared to the other foods that are identical except don't give you a trophy, and it's like, of course they're valuable because people want the trophies. And so, you know, they're the reason they're more expensive than other things is because they're more desirable than other things.
True.
Joyrex brings up something that comes up fairly frequently. Here's a question. On average, what sort of waiting time can one expect once they donate their $10 via PayPal to when they get their Mr. Accessory? I would say on average, the waiting time is very, very close to zero because it almost always happens automatically. You make a donation through PayPal, and then once the transaction is complete, PayPal will attempt to send you back to Kingdom of Loathing and use their automatic data transfer to tell Kingdom of Loathing that the transaction went through, and Kingdom of Loathing then gives you the Mr. Accessory just right away. And that's what happens in, 49 out of 50 cases. And in the other cases, if something goes wrong, or what happens, I really think a lot of times what happens is people just don't wait for PayPal to redirect them, and they just close the window and go back in. And in those cases, they won't get it until they send an in-game message to me, which then Zly takes care of as quick as she can. She works Monday through Friday, so the longest you should ever have to wait, if something goes wrong, if you send us a message on Friday, then they'll get processed on Monday, maybe Tuesday on certain rare occasions. But other than that, you know, if you do it in the morning and you send a message saying it doesn't happen, you give us the details of the transaction so that Zly Ania can look it up, then she'll get it to you. You know, she's over here around 5:30 or 6. What are we? Central?
Mountain.
And so yeah, shouldn't, as long as you get in touch with us, it should be taken care of very quickly. Never more than like 3 days. The Toad says, will we ever upgrade our cheap toaster? No. How would you upgrade a toaster? Have you ever seen a toaster in real life that can be upgraded?
Well, better toast. I think he was thinking of, like, an expensive toaster rather than, like, a mod chip for the toaster.
Oh, I see. Probably not. I think all toasters in the kingdom can be cheap toasters. Hunting AXL says, or Hunting Actel, which, in some sort of dystopian future where the world's recreational sport is just hunting down and trying to kill clone after clone after clone of Axl Rose, which I'd be into that. Well, it depends. If Axl was armed and I was in any danger, I probably wouldn't be into it, but if it was just like shooting Axl Roses in a barrel, or, you know, like a forest, then that'd be kind of fun.
Or a barrel anyway, says, a forest.
Or, right, a forest full of barrels. And in each barrel is a forest of other barrels. But anyway, Hunting Axel says, why did Boozer close down his shop? Well, that is an excellent question, Hunting Axel. Boozer closed down his shop because Boozer is about to start testing Ascension. Probably, like I said, tonight or tomorrow. If he's on tonight, it'll be tonight. If he's not, then it'll be tomorrow. And so, you can't Ascend if you've got a store. So he got rid of his store. Inari says, I know Scully is possibly planning on the South Carolina meet, as is Lainia, but how about Jick? What's the story with that, Mr. Steelhead?
Taking place in June, I believe, and in South Carolina, and long list of attendees being planned by Inari and Celia _. So.
And you're going? I don't.
I said that I might go, depending on what our schedule for comic convention and whatnot hopping.
Oh, right. When is the Comic-Con?
Comic-Con in San Diego is July 14th through 17th.
Wow, that's long.
That's like 4 days.
Huh.
Yeah. But 2 days of that's about all you can take.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
So
I have ponytails.
South Carolina meet, and
I don't know. I guess I'll think about it. We'll have to see. It's a little too far in advance for us to plan anything right now. We got a lot of stuff going on this year. Big Doofy Goon says, I have a question, rather a suggestion for Jick. How useful would it be to include an open/close option for our mall stores? It would be a lot easier to restock shelves. I guess that's an interesting idea. I'd have to look at the technical implications just as far as like getting searches to ignore stores that were closed. I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling that like a lot of people would end up accidentally leaving their stores closed for weeks at a time. I don't know. I'll think about it. Let's see. Blue Max says, will you ever implement a tequila worm familiar? I don't know. In that we cannot see the future. We don't know what we will implement, ever. I don't want to say I will never implement, you know, any specific thing, although I'm sure somebody could come up with something that I would definitely never implement.
People do every day.
Yeah, they really do. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Inari says, I love Xenophobe. He's a big, cuddly asshole with fur. All right. Hey, speaking of a big asshole, I have another problem in my bathroom now, Mr. Skullhead.
Awesome. What is that?
Ants.
Ah.
Which, here's what I don't understand. What the hell do ants want in the bathroom?
A lozenge?
Huh. I wonder. There are probably some sugary lozenges in the bathroom.
Have you not heard that Paula Poundstone routine?
No.
Okay. I'll keep in mind that 200 people are listening and not go through it.
Okay. Well, that's good. The Fearsome Phantom says, item suggestion, imitation tofu, tofu made out of meat. While that is funny, it would violate our internal consistency policy of not allowing meat to be edible, unless it's, you know, some kind of animal meat.
As opposed to vegetable
right.
meat.
Yeah, plant meat. DB says, is Ascension being tested at this time? Are any players other than you two, Jick and Scully, testing Naughty Sorceress / Ascension content? Yep. Today, Hot Stuff and Boozer Bear will be going through it with us, you know, or tomorrow. And then probably tomorrow and over the next 2 or 3 weeks, there'll be a handful of other people, mostly people who are already, like, you know, just kind of people who help us debug stuff on the dev server, going through it. And then I would say that, you know, I'm gonna say 3 weeks, maybe take less, maybe take more, to actually test it and kind of polish everything up before it goes out to the live servers. So that's the timetable as it stands now. Opera Ghost says, if we ascend, do we get to keep our inventory? What if we stick it in the closet? When you ascend, everything in your inventory and your closet will go into a long-term storage locker. And you will be able to, during the first 1,000 turns of your play through the game again, you will be in what has become sort of anecdotally referred to as Ronin mode, where you won't be able to get any items from other players, and you will, unless you are playing in hardcore mode, which is an option that you can voluntarily select when you're ascending, which means you can't get any items from other players or from previous incarnations of your own player during that run. Under normal ascensions, though, you will be able to take like 30 items or 30,000 meat, or, you know, 15,000 meat and 15 items, or 8,000 meat and what would that be, 22 items?
22 items.
Out of the locker per day. So basically, the point of it is to make it so you're playing the game again the way that the game is meant to be played, as opposed to, you know, just getting everything at the mall or using your gigantic stockpiles of things to just get the maximum number of turns you can get every day and just farming meat. It's like you're actually, you know, you're making it challenging for yourself again. And but yeah, you do, once you're out of the Ronin phase, you can get everything out of long-term storage, or you can just leave it there for your next ascension, whatever you want to do. And you don't really lose anything.
I think people are going to need a diagram of that, but yeah, people also, if they'll wait, will get to experience it firsthand.
Yeah, everything, you'll see everything. Jumbo Bryan says, the forums are wild with the ascension picks of the ... any news? Well, other than what we've said tonight, no, not really any news. But, I was kind of pissed when I saw those pictures that sort of got leaked. But then again, you know, the guy, even though I think you're going to disagree with me on this, Mr. Skull, the guy really kind of has a point about, you know, them being super easy to guess. And you know, they, like, if you don't want somebody to see something, you shouldn't make it available to anyone who types in the URL of it on the internet. And that's, you know, that's something. You know, that's why I obfuscate the names of the trophies, so people can't figure out what trophies are without actually having somebody get them. Yeah. You know, so I am a
You know, when I was a kid, the Christmas presents were always hidden under my parents' bed. And if I had gone under the bed and opened them before Christmas, my parents still would have been pissed. And it wouldn't have been at themselves for not doing a good job of hiding them. It would have been at me for breaking the rules and going and opening them.
Well, right. We have we really established any such rules with the player base, though?
Well, it just seems to me that that's a way of somebody saying that it's perfectly okay to do that. Like, no, it's not okay to go poking around for stuff, and it's certainly not okay to put it on the forums.
I would say it's ethically ambiguous. Yeah, putting it on the forums is a little bit distasteful, especially because it seems like at first they didn't even mark it as a spoiler. But yeah.
Yeah, I just get annoyed because it spoils my delight at things finally being released when they're spoiled like that.
Right. Yeah. No. And it does suck. It's just a matter of, you know, whether it sucks enough to be like all but hurt.
Now this one was mild enough that it wasn't a huge deal, but. Yeah.
ANUS18 says, have you ever read Ender's Game? If so, do you think there will ever be a reference to it? I have read it many times. It's actually one of my favorite books, as I think is true of most nerds. I don't know. We don't tend to build content around references we want to make. We build content and then whatever we think of referring to in it, we do. So, I don't know. It seems a little bit unlikely. I mean, you could put in, like, the giant that asks you to pick which of the two glasses of poison to drink out of. Or, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't never read Ender's Game.
Really? You really should. It's delicious. DB says, what happened in the first moments of Boozember 7th? The Feast of Boris fullness rules were not implemented immediately after rollover. Just curious. Yeah, I changed the way, and this was not something that was at all noticeable, except in this case, which was because of a screw-up. I changed the way the moon data was stored on the back end, and in doing so, I messed up the timing for the Feast of Boris, and so it just didn't happen when it was supposed to. And I fixed it and rolled it out as soon as I was told about it, which I think was like a couple hours after rollover. So that's why. Let's see. Concord says, can you give details about Ascension? I really don't want to have to wade through the forums for details. There really is. Isn't there one post that pretty much explains the whole thing now?
The Ascension?
Somebody made? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's in a sticky thread.
I don't think it's sticky, but I think I saw it today.
The tricky thing about searching for discussion of Ascension is that nobody knows how to spell it.
Right, and also because we've been talking about it for a year and a half.
Right.
Arcone says, what are you going to do about Papa Bear? He made a multi on the forums called Homo Dog. I'm going to continue to ban the multis that he makes and the IPs that he posts from until he gets tired of fucking with us.
And I think they were saying, the moderators were saying amongst themselves that Homo Dog was pretty much confining himself to the Ring of Flame and not claiming to be Papa Bear.
Oh, okay.
If that's changed, then get rid of it.
Pinata says, I have a two-part question for you. Part the first. If, at a Mexican fiesta, you encountered a pinata and were given a big stick, what would you do to the pinata? I don't like piñatas. I would actually not participate in the piñata element of the party. I would participate in the diving for the tiny bottles of booze and condoms that fall out of the piñata once it's broken, because that's what's in them, right?
Uh-huh.
Under every possible set of circumstances. Either that or a paper towel soaked with maple syrup. Piñata says, part the second, what is the KOL equivalent to beating people up? I'm saying that it's beating people up.
That'd be great for the next LARP. Beating people up in the game will be simulated by beating people up.
Right.
Your like capacity for absorbing hits is equivalent to. All right, then.
Let's see. looking. What is, hello, Chicken Skullhead says, I am the Asian man. In China, there is a tradition with chopsticks and food. You see, when you place chopsticks vertically in the food, or in this case, noodles, it means an offering to the dead. It is considered good manners to place it horizontally across the bowl, as putting it vertically is a premonition of death in the family. Just thought you would like to know that. Fix it if you like. And, yeah, Jick hasn't told me his shoe preference yet. If you mean eating shoes, if that was you, then I prefer to eat no shoes. And if you mean wearing shoes, I'm flip-flops.
Are you going to bring shoes to PAX this year?
God damn it.
Are we going to stay in that
hotel?
We're
sure as hell not staying at that hotel again. I don't even know if we want to, follow their recommendations about the hotel. This story, for those of you who aren't us,
right.
When I went to the Penny Arcade Expo last year, all I took with me was my trusty flip-flops, which those were actually those nice flip-flops that were, that I still wear, actually, that are suede with nice leather straps on them, and cork on the bottom, because cork is as fun to wear on your feet as it is to say. But yeah, all I had was these flip-flops, right? And so we tried to go to the only place in this hotel that was open where they would serve us some alcohol, and it was this fancy nightclub with what had to have been less than 3 or 4 people in it. But they wouldn't let me in because I didn't meet the dress code, because I didn't have shoes other than flip-flops. And the guy really had a little power trip about not letting us into the exclusive nightclub there in the hotel.
Yep.
That was fun.
So we were forced to go somewhere else and pay less money for drinks and wear whatever the fuck we wanted.
Yep. What was that place? We should go back there because that place was tasty. It was some brew pub. But what was it called?
Rock Bottom?
Maybe it was. Maybe it was Rock Bottom Brewery. In Bellevue, Washington. Or is it Bell? Is that the name of the town it's in?
Bellevue.
As far as the chopstick thing, as I recall, the chopsticks are sort of diagonal in the noodles, the way that I've drawn them, aren't they?
I think so.
So, I mean, that just seemed to be the best way of drawing a bowl of noodles with chopsticks in it. It seems like having it sideways, it would just look like a... If I drew the chopsticks horizontally, it would just look like an upside-down Amish guy's hat full of noodles.
Mm.
And that's offensive to the Amish.
There's
a big Amish contingent in the game.
Oh. They have other people play for them?
Yeah. They have the Barn Raisers clan. Mm. Except it's like Razors, because they're all into puns, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. E. Peters 02 says, did you realize how many KOL references there are on They Might Be Giants' kids' CD, Here Come the ABCs? Goofballs? Goats? Chewing gum? Flying V guitars? Penguins? Hippos? Coincidence? I'm saying yes, coincidence.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great, but sadly...
And E. Peters 02 also says, love the Naboo's system. Would you please say quantum Buzo dynamics on the air? Yes. Drakholm says, when are you guys going to finish the Naughty Sorcerer's Quest or add new ones? Well, I'm going to say yesterday and the day before on when we're going to finish it. Well, except for the very, 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 very last elements of it, which I still have to kind of dick with tonight before I let people in to test it. And, yep, all shall be revealed in, say, 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Oops, all right, and my session is timed out, so... I'll tell you what, Mr. Skullhead, why don't you answer a couple questions while I go get a beer and log back in?
If you'll do the same for me when you get back, sure.
Sure thing.
J.T. Rip says, that song was Museum of Idiots, was it not? It was indeed Museum of Idiots, and that is the song that we'll be going out on tonight. But I have a 4-second-long file entitled 10 Dozen Minutes of X with Chicken Skullhead, so that it will display properly in... the radio-kol.com display, so I just let that play into the next track, and so, yes, good ear, Sneerper. Anus18 says, does the spooky temple have an end, or am I wasting adventures for nothing? I think he's joking, but no, the spooky temple is just a recurring adventure zone with no center to it for the time being. Yeah. It'll be interesting once we're done with Ascension and we can just put in some of the cool stuff that's in the pipeline. Yeah, there's lots of stuff just kind of sitting there.
Because waiting. Mr. Skullhead does like to hit the pipe a lot, and so in doing so, he puts a lot of things into the pipeline.
Yep.
Oh,
I've never done a line.
You need to go get something, or
yeah, I'm gonna go get a
drop
a
something,
as well.
Drops urine off into the toilet.
Yep.
Which is my clever euphemism for urinating. Let's see. Baron von Brauneye says, "Can I borrow the car before you guys trade the solid gold Ferraris for diamond-studded 747s? It wouldn't be diamond-studded 747s. It would actually be 747s made entirely of diamond. But I don't know. It might turn into coal once we got up at altitude and the pressure got reduced. So that would kind of suck if your plane just suddenly turned into a lump of coal. Let's see. Looking. G.S. Gold, was your mother a hamster? No, but my father did smell of elderberries. Reverend Noodleyson says, how about you put alchemy in the game so people can use MP to fuse / cook / meatsmith items? That I don't want to do because MP is sort of an infinitely renewable commodity. Well, it's really not an infinitely renewable commodity anymore. But using up... The food and drink system is designed around using turns or turns worth of your bartender in the box or whatever to make up for the benefit that you get from eating the cooked items and the cocktailed items. So that's let's see. There's False Prophecy says, there's a lot of Ascension questions, so here's one not related to Ascension. Tell people to please spell it right. Well, here's a question not related to Ascension, and then he gives something which is not a question and is related to Ascension. That's clever, False Prophecy, because I feel you did that on purpose. They all say, Ascension is what now? But here's how you spell Ascension. ASCENSION. Let's see.
Someone suggested adding that to the Wang. I get, like, the four or five most common misspellings.
Right. The Lone Dung Man, who, that's one of my favorite new names that I've seen. Did you have any of the mask toys, the NASK things? I didn't have any of the toys. I did have a kite that had, mask thing on it. I don't really remember what the gimmick was with mask.
They were like Transformers, except they just turned into...
A cooler cars.
Yeah, they had, like, hidden weapons and stuff in them.
Mm.
I had a truck that the back of it opened up, and there was, like, a missile launcher in there, and then the door panels swung around to reveal machine guns, I think. It didn't have anything to do with Eric Stoltz, either.
Ah, that sucks. One thing that I did have, though, as a kid, was the Chuck Norris Karate Camaro. That was pretty cool. I don't remember if it was a Camaro or not, but it might as well have been a Camaro. It had like swords that came out of it, and I think it shot like throwing saw blades. Because, you know, Chuck Norris was cool. Kenneth the Obscure says, question for Jake. I'm DJing a dance in a couple of weeks, and I wanted to know if it would be okay to use samples from one of your radio shows in one of my tracks. Yes, but only if you send us a recording of it. Let's see. Special Ed 954 says, what colleges did you guys attend? Would you be willing to write me recommendations to said college? And would said recommendations actually help me get into said college?
Huh.
Well, I initially attended the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign for 1 year, and my letter of recommendation would start out, hi, you probably don't remember me because I was a stoner who failed out of college after 1 year at your establishment, but please let Special Ed 954 go to your college for free, otherwise I will
come back.
Throw a brick through your window. So that probably wouldn't go over very well. And then I went to Yavapai Community College in lovely Prescott, Arizona, for a number of years while I was sitting around pretty much doing nothing with my life. And then, later, I moved to the bustling metropolis of Phoenix, where I attended ASU until the completion of my bachelor's degree. And no, they wouldn't listen to me at all. But what about you, Mr. Skullhead? Do you want to tell your slightly less convoluted story?
Well, I believe that if you want to get into the creative writing program at Northern Arizona University, that my recommendation would hold a half modicum of weight. Because it helped Jess.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I guess it's helped her since she's been here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't imagine that from either of us a recommendation to either NAU or ASU would give the recommendee any more of a pulse, which is pretty much the only entrance requirement.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No fuck.
Let's see. Zoich says, this is hard to explain, but if I ascend, will I have to retrain all but one of my familiars back to level 20 plus more to get the 500-pound trophy? Actually, yes, probably. And that's something that kind of sucks. But it's something that's kind of unavoidable. You know, it's just something that makes it's like a difficult decision that you have to make. If you want to get the trophy, then you got to not ascend. You got to just spend as many turns as it takes to get all your familiars up to that level to get the trophy. Let's see. Zane says, we're drinking whiskey tonight. What are you both drinking? I'm having a Sam Adams, which I like because he was both a New England brewer and a New England patriot. How about you, Mr. Scullhead?
I am drinking a Newcastle, which is much tastier than an Old Castle.
Huh. Really, the only part of an Old Castle I can imagine Newcastle being tastier than is the old septic system. Right. Sizzler says, where did you get the idea to name the king King Ralph? I got it from King Ralph.
That was a good movie.
I liked it.
Yep.
You know, I saw it when I was a kid, and if I saw it now, it would probably suck. But Pumpkin Eve says, will we keep our class tattoos and epic hats through Ascension so that we can collect them all? Yes, you can. Everybody say goodnight to Zlaenia, who is done answering your messages and processing your donations that got messed up, and is making a very painful trip down the steps. Goodbye, Zlaenia.
Zlaenia's legs are still gimped out.
What's that?
Zlaenia's legs are still gimped out.
Yeah, she climbed some big mountain, and the mountain climbed back.
Yeah.
Somehow. Seek the Label says, will the senseless killing of the Kokobo ever end? Yes. No. No.
No.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to have to say no.
Brahe says, how will Radio KOL contests work if the DJs can't send prizes, or no, and if the DJs send out prizes and the winners can't receive them due to the Ronin stage? Excellent question.
Yep.
Gonna have to think about before I answer it. JLE says, why can't we Smith sporks and foons beyond the basic meat stage? I want a chrome foon and a Kentucky Fried meat spork. There will be things to do. There will be stuff that goes up there. And Chaos Demonic says, we should have a pinup calendar at the campsite. I don't get to my clan hall that much, so I get lost on the months and the days. That's something that we've thought of. Something that we're probably someday going to do, because it's a good idea. Seldon says, you just made my mind up. I'm wearing my freaking kilt to Arkenstock. That's awesome, as long as you don't walk up to me and be all like, I'm not wearing anything under my kilt. You want to see? If you do that, then I'll just be like, sure, and then when you show me, I'll kick you in whatever is under your kilt.
What if what's under his kilt is like 3 mouse traps and a live rhinoceros?
I'm going to be in a lot of pain.
Shoes will protect you. Wait.
Can you? Badfeet says, can you make the search by name function under PvP search show rank? It currently only shows rank, player ID, level, and class. Okay. God. Mindless Logic says, why no mom jokes yet? There were some mom jokes. Oh, this was from before. Let's see. Fearful Ferret says, will you have funny names for the horoscopes, as in Leo, Tigra, etc.? Leo isn't a really funny name for an astrological sign.
It actually
think.
Is one, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe Leon.
Hmm.
ANUS18 says, hypothetically, if somebody had a spare computer used for hosting, would you let them donate? No, because we lease the equipment remotely, so there's really no way for us to use hardware. That's fine. EPeters02 says, could you implement a /toggle command in chat that does a /see new channel and a /listen old channel all in one command? That is actually a pretty good idea.
True. For our lazy chatters.
Well, that would be handy to me, actually. Like, just a new way of changing channels that doesn't turn off the listening on your old channel. Because I'm pretty much always listening to the same two channels, and sometimes I like to go back and forth between them to ease conversations. That's pretty handy. Lance Dixon says, hi, Jick. When Ascension arrives and I'm in Ronin mode, will I still be able to get conjugal visits from Scully's mom? If not, what level do I have to hit for that to kick back in? I had to reach about 9 inches. So that'll probably do the trick for you, too.
You're having sex with my mom 3 times a night?
Wow. That was funny. Really, it was kind of funny. Zer says, Stargarb stat requirements were recently lowered. Any chance of the same being done for bigger bug finder blades? I'd like to be able to use my reward after I ascend. Well, the thing is, I want bigger bug finder blades to be as powerful as they are, and the stat requirements are based entirely on the power. So, no. The reason... I didn't lower the requirements on Stargarb stuff. I lowered the requirements on the buckler and raised the requirements on everything else. So that's not... In general, that's a raise. Let's see. Pirate Jesus says, scammers have become far more common and a larger problem in the trade chat. Will you warn the newbies in an announcement about this problem? I myself was scammed because of this. Most of the scams are really easy to not be taken by if you're paying attention and you read everything and you understand how the trade system works. So, really, I don't know what kind of a warning we could really issue other than pay attention.
Yeah.
Captain Capitalism says, since you will most likely make the deadline, does this mean that August 4th really is after August 1st? I'm assuming you mean really is one day after August 1st. Probably.
That'd be handy, because I think I'm going to be in summer school at that point. And I can just skip 3 days of class.
Summer school? Why do you have to go to summer school? Did you fail algebra again?
Yep. No, I dropped the white man as the devil class last semester. So I have to make some up.
Really? So you're taking just one course over the summer?
Two, for the purpose of scamming more money out of the government.
Oh, I see. Oh, right, because you have to be, like, halftime?
Yeah, to be able to see Janet Jackson's boob.
See, I never got student loans in the summer. You know what I got in the summer instead? A job. It wasn't really a job, though. Most of the summers I just had a job watching movies.
Yeah.
That was fun. Although I would always spend more money on lunch than I made that day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ratbot Killer says, Ratbot Killer is a girl. Girl spelled G-R-R-L. ! Sorry, Ratbot Killer. Didn't know that you were not a dude. Buddy Bab says, how are you going to present Ascension and make it fair for the vast majority of players who aren't trying for the leaderboards? Well, Ascension is not, and I never meant to present Ascension as a mechanism for getting on new leaderboards. Hey, my phone's ringing, but I'm not going to answer it. Really, the players who aren't trying for leaderboards are the players who are going to get the most out of Ascension, because it's geared to keep the game fresh and challenging and interesting, you know, and it's geared to making it so you don't just hit this wall and run out of stuff to do. It should be appealing to pretty much anyone who enjoys actually playing the game.
Yes.
And
the new leaderboards will make it so that the people who really want to be on leaderboards will also want to be ascending, so... It should be less of a race for stats,
right,
or accumulation of wealth.
Badfeet says, will hardcore ascenders take a familiar with them, or do they start completely from scratch? Also, does the new character start with 40 or 80 initial turns? That's an interesting question. Right, the way that it's coded right now, hardcore ascenders keep the they keep the familiars the way that they would otherwise. And I think I'll probably leave it like that. You know, because it's not going to really give you an advantage over other hardcore ascenders, because they'll have exactly the same situation and they're the only ones you're really competing with.
Right.
So I don't see any reason to make you get all the familiars again. And the question, does the new character start with 40 or 80 initial turns? That's a good question. We haven't decided yet. That is not yet set in stone. And things like that are the kind of things that are going to be worked out over the next 2 or 3 weeks in testing. Egg White says, heavy trophy without Mr. Store familiars? Eventually, Egg White. I think we addressed this last week. Right now, it isn't possible to get the 500 pounds of familiars without having at least a couple of Mr. Store familiars. And that's not something that we did on purpose to make it so only donators can get trophies. It's just something that happened. And there will be more familiars added, and so it will become possible to get 500 pounds, you know, and might even become possible to get 560 pounds or 600 pounds or 622 pounds or 746 pounds. No odd numbers, though. With the regular familiars that we add in as we think of stuff and put familiars in. Yeah, that's my answer to that. ANUS18 says, is it possible for you guys to make one of those tab sheets, the things with the website, with the meat car for my driving class? Do you know what he's talking about?
Let me look at that myself.
It's from ANUS18. Those tab sheets, the things with the website.
Tab sheets. I don't know what he's talking about.
Nord Warrior says, what if you are working on the blankety blank trophy? If you ascend, will you have to start over, or does it carry over? You will not have to start over. Your consumption records will carry over, as will like your favorite food and stuff, as a sort of unintentional result of that. False Prophecy says, as is custom for the show, I must be mentioned in the same sentence as handjobs from hookers, as I was last week. Well, there you go, False Prophecy. DeCyclops says, mass making of dense meat stacks. I want to put my radio winnings in my display case. And that is that is not a common need. Let's see. Butterfly9 in real life says, evening, fellas. No major questions for me tonight, just a very self-centered one. Are you able to see who has the most quantity of a given item? Who has the most chaos butterflies? I suppose I could check that for you, Butterfly9, in real life, since you've been such a loyal listener.
Really, since week one, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I think I just accidentally turned my... Yes, I did. I turned the volume on my headset down really low. You're right. That's somebody who's actually sent us messages pretty much every single time. What am I looking for? Chaos Butterfly?
Yep.
And the winner is the winner is not Butterfly9 in real life, sadly. The winner is Mystery with 7 times as many as Butterfly9 in real life.
Shit.
But you're second. So hooray. Wow, that's an impressive number of chaos butterflies. Pope Guilty says, will Boozer and Hot Stuff be vanishing soon? Yes, yes, yes. Smooth Mooth. That's a cool name. Yeah. On a goofier note, will we ever be able to fight pork elves? Probably not. The pork elves are the good guys. GS Gold says, I need a million dense meat stack making button because I'm making a fence around my campground with asbestos swords. Oh, well, okay. That's a legitimate use. Gormless Eddie says, I would like to congratulate you both on a lack of mom-banging remarks so far. Oops, too late.
Yep.
Okay. Chef Boyardee says, will we ever be able to yield 2 weapons at once? Having 2 denim axes at once would be sick. And I'm assuming meaning sick in the Tony Hawk sense. Maybe. Never know. Inari says, dude, Jick's mom is younger than my mom. That's because my mom is awesome. Boogie says it's snowing. No, it's not. Oogie lives in the mountains, though.
Tiny Plastic Mademoiselle asks, will there be additional chat channels added? And quite possibly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, the only thing that really stops us from adding additional chat channels is not having, you know, what we feel are very satisfying ideas for new chat channels. Mm. You know, and just randomly add crap and then feel like, you know, I don't want to add stuff because it's not easy to take them away because that would, like, kind of dick with people. Let's see. Hummer Lover 58. That person is unusual in that they enjoy receiving oral sex. That's
weird.
What makes them stand out from other people. And another thing, shouldn't two half-assed rings of regeneration make a full-assed ring of regeneration? And, yeah, a lot of people say that. It's very, very clever. Right? Let's see. Max Demian happened. What happened to Mob Penguin Protection Contract's auto sell value? It was set to zero many, many weeks ago. Rockin' Trumpet says, hey, I've got a question. Why doesn't it cost adventures to cook things? It does, unless you have the chef. See, sorry, I started reading something else. Black Belt Duck says newts are great. Yes, they are, Black Belt Duck. Have you seen those pictures of all the Black Belt Ducks and newts?
Yep.
That's crazy.
I have seen the newt prawn.
Oh, let's see. Invader Doom says, can I have 1 million meat waffles, please? Invader Doom has been banned from the radio show for 72 hours. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
Crapstorm says, I was watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory the other day when I had an idea. How about tossing a golden ticket in as an Uber rare drop from eating Lucky Surprise eggs? Hmm. And what would it do?
It would be an actual ticket to come and tour your house.
Hmm.
But we'd have to get some midgets in there singing and doing stuff.
Yeah, that'd be a little creepy. I don't want those guys at my house all the time. CyberGhost says, wouldn't a toaster oven be an upgraded toaster? You can broil stuff in one of those. Broiling, hmm. I mean, a toaster oven is sort of a better toaster, but it's not an upgraded toaster. It's not like you can add something to your toaster to make it a toaster oven. Cardern says, is there any way to see a full list of players in order by ID number? Could you make it possible to do this? No, absolutely not.
Man.
In the same way that you can't just go anywhere and see a full list of the name and social security number of every single person in the United States. Well, I mean, that's a little different because it's not like... Twisted Fate 13 says, good job, Jick, with the wang in the box, but what about the dill and the dough?
Good point.
They said it's wad of dough. I mean, it would be a dill wad of dough. Let's see. Crawley says, is it true that the sorceress can only be killed with an asparagus?
Damn it.
Damn it, I hate when people leak super secrets. Haha, I just totally jacked the market on asparagus.
Sorry if I keep saying damn it and shit at regular intervals, but...
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Apparently, the transformer or whatever plugs in to the power strip for my speakers is going out, but the connection of my speakers to the power source is compromised somehow because the cord appears to be going south. So occasionally I hit it with my foot and then just everybody stops talking.
Hmm.
Yeah. So my speakers keep going in and out, and at first I thought it had dropped, like, the microphone or the Winamp connection.
No.
That's
the shit. Okay. ANUS18 says, have you secretly started to hate me? No, I very overtly started to hate you.
Yeah, geez.
You jerk. Let's see. Aldous says, I feel discriminated against... I feel like removing the leading and trailing consonants from all of my verb phrases. By the Boris Feast, as a Magus character class, I worship Jarlsberg, and he doesn't have a feat or anything else. Okay. Maybe we can tie Sneaky Pete into the St. Patrick's Day. It could be St. Patrick's Day.
Hey.
Mapo18 says, since you live in Arizona, are you going to Anizona, or do you live in North or South Arizona? And so, a drive to Phoenix would be a waste of your time. A drive to Phoenix would not be a drive for me. Well, I guess it would, since I technically live in Mesa. What is Anizona?
Yeah. What is Anizona?
I was asking you, and yes is not the kind of answer I wanted.
Well, that's all you're getting. I have no idea. Is that how we're referring to the barbecue? But
no, maybe it's like an animation or an anime convention. I don't like animation.
Yes, an Arizona anime convention.
I see. I don't like anime.
Yoshitaka Amano is going to be there.
Oh, wow. Anime Who the hell is that?
Phyllis Who's Dan. The guy who did most of the art for the Final Fantasy games.
Hmm.
And a really good Neil Gaiman book he illustrated.
What book is that?
The Sandman, the book before Endless Nights. Dream Hunters. Sandman Dream Hunters.
Hey, have you seen my awesome autographed copy of Endless Nights?
The hell of an artist. You have an awesome autographed copy of Endless Nights?
Yes, I do.
How'd you pull that off?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
It was a gift. And it came from somewhere. Roxanne says, ants in the bathroom.
I like so. ANUS18's thought that maybe they're carpenter ants and they're,
and they're there to fix my ceiling. Awesome. iSpeculum says, do you find yourselves planning game content / mechanics with the lowest common denominator in mind? If so, does that make you sad? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes it's, you know, we think, okay, well, we should make this, add this feature, add this mechanic, and then we think, oh, well, you know what's possible to do with that is to abuse it in some degenerate way to fuck up everybody else's experience. And the thing is, if it's possible to do that, then it is entirely a given that somebody is going to do it, and that kind of sucks. But in general, you know, there are certain limitations that we work in, and we've learned to, you know, we've learned to keep things fun inside those limitations. So it's like, you know, I mean, I guess it would be kind of fun someday to just, you know, spend a little time and just bust out a single player game, you know, because there are a lot of things you just don't have to worry about in that case that you do in a multiplayer game. But you know, I think it's just it comes with the territory, you know. So we plan content with the coolest common denominator in mind because you know the thing about the content is not how it affects gameplay. The thing about the content is like whether it's funny or not.
Right.
In large part for most people. And so you know we got no limitations there. Let's see. Sild says, will the only people ascending be on dev? If so, does this mean Xenophobe gets to ascend as well? Obligatory Xenophobe mention of the night. I think Xenophobe said he didn't want to work on testing it, but I mean, everybody on dev is going to be able to do it, and we'll probably have some more people on there temporarily to help with it. So, yes, sure. And Marshall too. I mean, it's just that Xenophobe and Boozer are the ones that are, you know, their disappearance is going to be the most disturbing to everyone. You know what I saw today that was kind of cool, Mr. Skullhead, was the front page of the mall had a bunch of stores on it that I just never heard of.
That's pretty groovy.
Yeah, I mean, that makes me happy. Let's see. Sassy McAsspants says, what will happen with our familiars in Ascension? Will they also go into some sort of long-term storage? The way that I'm doing it now, and this may change in the future, but probably not, is I'm just leaving the familiars that are in your terrarium, but setting them to zero kills, and leaving your existing familiar with its same number of kills.
Wait, you're setting them to zero kills or to 1 pound?
Same thing.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah.
But it just means if you have a familiar that has a high kill count that's, like, on a leaderboard for high kills, you just have to have that one with you.
Yeah. The arena wins won't get reset, though, so that's something that you can sink your e-penis into.
You know something else? Never mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not talking about your meat space penis.
I'm taking the high road tonight.
You are. Let's see.
Juswami had a question I think we can answer real quick.
What's that?
What's the deal with ascension items like the wand? Nobody ever said the wand was an ascension item. But also, could you revert to regular ascension if you start hardcore but don't like it?
Yes, you absolutely can.
As soon as you finish the hardcore.
And here's the thing. This stuff will all... nothing is going to come as a surprise to you once the stuff is actually rolled out. Like, there will be paragraph upon paragraph of explanation that no one will ever read about exactly what happens when you do it. Then you'll be well informed. AA1 says, do you prefer rock or rap?
I like them both, provided they're kept separate.
I only listen to country. Let's see. Primavera Angel Hair says, oh, and are either of you considering hitting the Chicago KOL get-together? I don't know. Chicago's kind of near my childhood hood. Haha.
Get
it? Hood. AZ Ducky says, okay, enough about ascension. If you guys could be a familiar, what would you be and why? What would you be, Mr. Skullhead?
I think I would be a saber-toothed lion.
Actually, that was what I was going to say, too, but now I don't want to be like you, because that'd be kind of gay. Maybe the howling balloon monkey.
You can be the lion, and I'll be the spooky pirate skeleton.
Okay. You're already as bald as a spooky pirate skeleton.
You're already as hippie as a saber-toothed lime hippie.
You suck as much as a barnacle.
Yep.
I'm starchy like a potato. Let's see. Juswami says, Scully, do you actually help program any of the game? If so, what programming languages do you know?
I speak Spanish.
Awesome. Stagadar says, where did the voodoo dolls come from? Well, you see, when a mommy and a daddy love each other very, very much, they go to the witch doctor. And the witch doctor takes some of their hair and wraps it around a little figurine made out of sticks. No, they come from... they come from the recesses of the database that they don't actually drop anywhere yet. They will, and they'll be very, very common when they do, so I would advise against a lot of speculation in voodoo dolls. Let's see. Kenneth the Obscure says something that's a reference to something before that I don't know what this means. Answer a question while I look at this, Mr. Skullhead. I mean, please, if you would. Answer a question while I look at this, Mr. Skullhead.
Usually he puts sugar on top, but okay. Let's see, we've answered.
Oh, it's the MP3 with samples of stuff from our show.
Oh boy.
That's interesting. Maybe we should go out on that song.
Huh. Let me see if I can snag it.
You see his link?
Yeah. Enter right. Zelda.
And it's apparently from my PvP rant. Which I'm hoping he got the nobody cares about your stupid bullshit in there, because that was my favorite part of that rant. Let's see. Sticky Nut says, meat car bombing claims 7 villains. Newbie insurgency gains ground. Oh, man. Such dissent. Let's see. Yogmate says, you just said on the radio that familiars will have to be re-leveled during ascension. Does this mean rare familiars will be lost, or will they all just reset to 1 pound? They all just reset to 1 pound.
Why do people keep assuming? Like, there was a rumor going around, I guess, that the dreidel was just going to vanish, and that the Mr. Store familiars were just going to vanish, which I'm not sure how you get that out of they're all going to reset to 1 pound.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, you know, we didn't always make that entirely clear. TFWO says, will we ever get anything to smoke in the game? I'll never get my hands on a mafia stogie. I occasionally, like...
visit the hippies.
Think about... oh, yeah, yeah, and there's those adventures if you go to the hippies in costume. I occasionally think about putting some cigars in there, but then I think, no. Xenophobe says, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? Absolutely not, Xenophobe. That particular fantasy of yours is going to just have to go unrealized for the rest of both of our lives. StickyNet says, when pressed for comment on his weekly radio address, Jick replied, nothing has changed. Everything is double plus good. That being about the meat car explosion. Pirate Jesus says, can we get a pirate versus ninja war? Probably not.
You can have your own if you have a clan full of pirates and a clan full of ninjas.
But all the ninjas would melt if they went to the mysterious island of mystery where pirates live. And the
pirates. I was thinking the players could create their own players.
Sure. Junk Thief says, you need to colo in Phoenix and get a rack. Then you can accept machine donations. I should. I would like to have a nice rack.
You do have a nice rack.
Let's see. I got a good question now. Is there any way we can chat using MIRC? Is there a public server we can connect to, etc.? No. There's no connection between IRC and the Kingdom of Loathing chat, nor will there ever be. IRC is Tesuk.
I don't know. Dioman had a pretty interesting implementation of that he'll have to discuss with you at some point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wang Fu Master says, Jick, are you really that sexy? Because I've heard rumors. Yeah, I'm pretty sexy. Let's see. Sephiroth says, are you just making Ascension just to reduce multis? No.
No.
Cheeky Jez says, have you decided what you're going to do about hardcore players donating? No, I haven't. I'm probably just going to let it go. That would be the thing that would happen if it were to go in right now. Let's see. JLE says, will you allow hardcore people to PvP other hardcore ascenders for items or meat? Same with Ronins PvPing other Ronins. Probably not. I'm probably, when you're in Ronin stage or when you're in hardcore, going to limit you to PvPing just for dignity. Mindless Logic says, why does your phone sound so strange? Because my phone is sitting in the charger and it's on vibrate mode. So really it's just beating against the desk instead of ringing. Max Demian says, forget Chaos Butterflies. Who has the most Mob Penguin protection contracts? Well, I suppose I'll check. While I'm checking. Pope Guilty says, one reason to mass make dense meat sacks would be to facilitate clan looting. Yeah, see, that's exactly the kind of thing that I'm talking about that's not legitimate. Noxious Chemist asks an interesting question. Will Skullhead ever get to say anything and not be Jick's bitch on air? You want to respond to that, Mr. Skullhead?
Well, I very rarely have anything to say, so it's kind of nice to just sit here and listen to Jick talk and, like, chat on Kingdom.
See, the funny thing would have been if I had interrupted you and said, you know, he won't ever because he's a big, fat dummy. See, except that wouldn't have been funny if I had said that, yeah. And that was the only thing I could think of. So
I do wonder, Primavera Angel Hair's comment, is it possible to make it so chatbot announcements in radio chat are in color? Because that is kind of handy. Chatbot sits in radio and announces each song as it comes up.
Yeah. I'll have to talk to Fnord about that, but yeah, I may do something along those lines. Max Demi and an anti-Malbot both have, they're tied for the most mob protection contracts, so. Wow. That's also a very new thing. He must have found a dupe bug. Thanks, Max.
I'm glad you reported that.
Yeah, he probably did. Let's see. Jumbo Brian says, how about the Ascendant chat channel? I don't know. That might be something, you know, a channel you can only get into if you've ascended once. At least once. Let's see.
Nadzook says, who do we contact about donations, and can you spell the name, please? I donated a couple of days ago, but I haven't gotten my Mr. A's yet. That would be just Jick.
Yeah, just send a message to Jick.
Abbreviated A-N-U-S.
DB also says, answer in the bathroom for humidity. And then the parentheses, water, in case I didn't know what humidity meant. I didn't always live in Arizona. Can you tell us how many tiny plastic swords are in the game? Sure. tiny plastic sword.
Pixie Six says that she is a chick midget for hire. She claims to be cuter than an Oompa Loompa. Which I don't really know how that could be.
There are 13,473 tiny plastic swords in the game. Wow, including 64 equipped. That's pretty weird. And this isn't weird that it seems like there would be a lot more than that.
Yeah. Because they don't go away.
Yeah, but there might be a lot of unopened stockings, actually. That seems sort of unusual, but maybe not. I mean, I guess people who quit playing.
Or got their 60 multis disabled.
Master Jared says, will you add anything to the beach soon? Yeah, there are still 20,000 unopened stockings. So that's... That's right. The Flying Guillotine says... I'm sorry. Master Jared says, will you add anything to the beach soon? Yes, I will. The Flying Guillotine says, question for Chicken Skullhead. Are there any plans for tiki mugs to be introduced into the game? Boozer would be a big fan of that, I bet. But no specific plans. Let's see. I'm going to hit you with a seal, says, what will happen with galleries in Ascension? If by galleries you mean collections, they will stay there, and you just won't be able to get anything out of them while you're in Ronin.
Yep.
Let's see.
Smiley Mon says, is it wrong to be intoxicated in real life while playing KOL? I like to drink with my character. I would say that there is so not anything wrong with that it's practically encouraged for those who are of the... legal age and disposition to do so.
Right. The legal disposition?
Yep. That disposition being not about to drive somewhere. And I don't know. Continue.
What?
Continue.
Wow, are we out of questions? JLE says, we have to do something for Talk Like a Pirate Day. How about Talk Like Sneaky Pete Day?
Didn't we add a filter for Talk Like a Pirate Day last year?
I don't think we dropped the ball?
Because we intended to.
I think we dropped the ball, yeah. Sure, yeah, we'll do something. Yeah. Let's see.
Jace1 asks, will there be any limit on how many times we'll be able to ascend?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
ANUS18 says, what is your opinion on RepBot? RepBot is that thing, right, that...
Hot or not bot, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, my opinion on it is that really what it comes up with is probably not that valuable because it would be so easy to stuff. But other than that, I mean, I don't have an opinion one way or another. Bri asked how many extra special Crimbo stockings are floating around unopened. This is a thing, you know, that never occurred to me that we could fill a lot of time on this show with, is me just looking up how many of a given item there are in the kingdom.
Yep.
Awesome. I mean, people are... Let's see. Are they called extra special Crimbo stocking?
I believe so.
Oh, there it is. Oh, boy. Wow, there are a ton of people asking. Yuki Meister says, will there be a FAQ on Ascension for those who don't know all the common stuff? Yes, absolutely. There will. Funkel says, do speared fruit count as swords? No. There are, 79 extra special crimbo stockings?
Unopened?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Spaghetti Eddie asks about enormous belt buckles. After this, I'm going to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Whoever asked if they had passed Ashimali in turquoise beads, I don't think so. It doesn't look like it. But they're in all of Ashimali's are in the display case, so you can check that yourself, actually. The enormous belt buckle still just doesn't do anything, huh?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Awesome.
It was going to combine with the snakeskin belt at some point.
Was it?
Yeah.
The white snake skin?
Long ago.
Huh. Maybe it should. And then you get a snake belt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a belt skin snake.
That'd be pretty hot.
Yeah.
Let's see.
False Prophecy says, here's a serious question. I'll use my serious voice. Are you guys coming to the KOL get-together in Minnesota at the Mall of America? If so, bring Uncle Jake's brownie mix.
So that's your serious, by which you mean stoned Norwegian guy?
Yep. I was going for Clint Eastwood, but maybe it just didn't come across.
It sounded like a guy from, not Norwegian, but like say a guy from like Minnesota.
Oh.
Who's also a surfer.
Weird. But anyway, there's a distinct possibility that Jezzerfly and I will be going, but I don't think that Jake is.
Armax says, funny and impractical idea. Since getting drunk and shopping is dangerous in real life, it would be funny and apt if being drunk makes the mall items shift prices and ID at random. Yeah, I kind of don't think so. Like, if you're drunk and you go in and then, you know, you buy something from somebody and it just turns into, like, a totally at random, a five-meat Mr. Accessory. I don't know, I obviously wouldn't have to mark that. DB says, will you implement tiny plastic dragons for us to slay with our tiny plastic swords? Perhaps. Candleshire says, will there ever be a gnaw, a wang backwards, so that I can correct other people's spelling errors? No, but there will be the wang shot.
Is that what it's going to be called?
I don't know. I just made that up just now. Maybe we could make a slingshot just allow you to shoot wangs at people.
Hmm.
The slingshot doesn't really do much now.
Yeah.
Vicious Weasel says, today is my 18th birthday. Do you have any advice for me? Ignore if repeat. I sent a while ago and haven't received a response. I would say that what you should immediately do if you live in the United States is go out and buy porn, lottery tickets, cigarettes, and join the Army.
Unless you live in Arizona, in which case you have to be 21 to buy fucking lottery tickets.
What, really?
Yep. What
the hell is that all about? Man, my phone's ringing again. I'm a popular guy tonight. Let's see. CyberGoat says, you're out of questions? Except for that one.
Being out of questions is out of the question, okay?
Dark Arconio says, what about winning radio contests during Ronin? We should be able to get prizes as new players can do that. It's luck, not cheating. I'm not certain that I understand the sentiment there.
Well, the idea is that if you're a Ronin character who's playing radio contests, it's kind of luck and skill to win the prize for the contest, not any kind of cheating. So it should be allowed for you to get items from DJs if you're in Ronin. But I don't know how we'd go about making that make sense.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Big Doofy Goon says, when somebody drinks their drink that includes the tiny plastic sword, does it vanish or do you get it back? You get it back. The person drinking the drink gets it back. Mushur Bob says, how many active players are there right now? Like 130,000?
Something like that.
Yeah. Let's see. Pope Guilty says, there should be cocktail crafting pants. Since we've already got the TPS, the LPU, and the coconut shell to wear. Is the coconut shell a hat?
Is it?
It must be.
Huh.
I think I must have done that. Maybe I could make the ice cube pants.
Yeah.
Because you can wear ice cubes as pants. Let's see. Single Serving says, have you thought about a chat room limited to more experienced players, i.e. 50,000 turns plus or something similar? Does anybody have 50,000 turns? They surely do.
I have currently 33,975, and I don't play all of my turns every day, so I would not be surprised.
That's me typing a query into the database, because I'm curious.
Typing a query,
Oh, yeah, there are a number. Boozer has 145,512 turns played. The Bub has 112,750, and Mick, interestingly, is in third place with 92,477. Then Quado, Gibbuck, Bellytor, Hot Stuff, Chufta, Skipperick, and Jimbo Wong, following with numbers that I'm not going to read to you, because reading numbers is not funny. you know, I just dropped a bottle cap that I was playing with, and I got to find it because I'm afraid that it's going to pop my yoga ball. Ow. Why don't you take a question while I crawl around under my desk?
All right. I'm slightly distracted by Jick crawling around under a desk, but...
And because we share a desk.
Yep. It's really hard to share
it.
Yuki Meister asks, when will the ever-changing Ascension FAQ be posted? I think he's talking about putting something on the forums that explains exactly what we're doing with Ascension, how far we are with it, everybody's questions answered, and personally, I would rather not do that at all.
Yeah,
but
at this point.
You're nicer than
I
am.
It's necessary.
But it's just like any question that you can have about Ascension is going to be answered when it gets rolled out.
Yep.
So, you know, rampant speculation, and plus the illusion that you're in control of it. I mean, like, you, Joe Player, getting the information and thinking that means you can change it is probably a bad thing.
Blue Max says, what is your opinion of emo kids? I like their glasses. Spaghetti Eddie says, you were about to say who had the most belt buckles, but then you stopped. You said I was the last one. You have the most belt buckles, Spaghetti Eddie. You have 31337. That's awesome. False Prophecy says, KOL video game for the Xbox 7? I say unbelievably possible. I say possibly unbelievable. Armax says, this idea proved very popular in chat. Getting banned from chat gets you a bleat effect that slashes stats by 50% until rollover.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. Until rollover, though. That's kind of a weird... It should be a weird... mechanism. Maybe you just get it for... You get it for one turn for every minute that you're banned or something.
Hmm. That would be kind of funny.
Yeah, because people would just get fucked right up by that at the higher levels of banning. It'd be weeks worth of turns. Here's a question, says Rai. When will you finish Crack Rocks? I don't know.
Blue Raby says, send any radio prizes you get when you're in Ronin directly to your long-term storage.
Yeah, I mean, we may have to end up doing something like that. Although, sending items to people's long-term storage, then they'll be able to get them out of their long-term storage the next time they can get an item out. So, I mean, it's kind of like allowing people to send items to them, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. That's a weird situation. Let's see. Lusty Pirate Wench says, are we going to be able to take the previous skill with us when we ascend for the second time so that we have the previous carryover? You can if you want to. The way that I've got it set up now is that the first time you ascend, you get to take one skill with you. The second time you ascend, you get to take two skills with you. The third, fourth, and fifth times you ascend, you get to take three. The sixth, seventh, and eighth, you get to take four. The ninth, tenth, and eleventh, you get to take five. The 12th, 13th, and 14th, you get to take six. And then it just continues like that, even though I already did it for a lot longer than I really needed to make it clear. Again, this may change, but that's the way it's coded right now. So you won't be able to get, you know, just sort of arbitrary numbers of skills, but it's going to take a while. Let's see. Amazing Moonpaw says, any chance of implementing the ability to trade buffs through the trade offer system? Probably not through the existing trade offer system. You know, I'll think about that at some point, but yeah. Neo Maxwell says, will there ever be an area where you explore the bowels of a toilet?
What?
Toilets don't have bowels.
I mean, I liked that movie as much as the next guy, but...
What?
Trainspotting.
Oh, right.
But, yeah.
Master Jared says, how many legendary shanty shovels are there? None! This makes me sad. Disgust. What is there that doesn't exist that makes you sad, Mr. Skullhead?
Well, at this point, it's, No, actually, I want for nothing. honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, with me, it's the movie where Kylie Minogue and Nicole Kidman just have hours and hours and hours of lesbian sex.
Huh. I would probably change those two and add three or four more were I to play that game.
But, that is something that doesn't exist. It makes me sad, though.
Yeah, but I think your concept's solid.
Yeah, good deal. Let's see. We're running out of steam. Hey, the yoga ball makes me a lot more energetic while I'm on the radio, it seems, because I'm bouncing. Do I seem more energetic tonight than usual, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah, and I think to compensate, I'm just incredibly out of it.
Well, you should get a yoga ball. That way we could both be, we'd have balls between us. Get it? Like balls?
Yep.
My ball is blue.
Yeah, mine's purple, which is kind of frightening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I do have one, though. I just have to get on the ball.
Yuki Meister says, what is you guys' favorite sports and teams?
Sports and themes?
Teams.
Right.
What's your favorite sport, Mr. Skullhead?
My favorite sport, the only sport that I'll watch is basketball, and my team is the Phoenix Suns.
What? What kind of gay-ass answer is that?
I follow the Phoenix Suns. They're a good basketball team.
You're a dickhead. What is your problem?
Your mom's a dickhead.
The only sport that I find even remotely tolerable is baseball, but I don't follow any teams, really. And I grew up as a sort of a marginal St. Louis Cardinals fan just because we would occasionally go to St. Louis Cardinals games in St. Louis where the Cardinals played baseball. False Prophecy says, you guys are blamming through these questions. Why not 50 Adventures of Rollover during Ronin so you have a nice round number to branch off of? In terms of the number of, 1,000 is divisible by 400.
Not evenly.
I don't know if that's what you meant.
I think 2.5.
Roxanne says, wouldn't it be fun to bake a cherry pie and serve it wearing a coconut bra?
I think it would be fun to be served a cherry pie from someone in a coconut bra.
A coconut bra is really overrated.
On the right person, I'm sure that they could be sexy, but you really have to have a very narrow range of boob sizes to make it work.
Yeah. Avenger 007 says, so when is Ascension going to be open to the public / KOLers? Probably 3 weeks. Because I feel like 3 weeks of testing is the right amount of testing. Let's see. Vicious Weasel says something about something that he said something about earlier that I don't remember what it was. JLE says, why are the Icy Katana Hilt and the Hot Katana Blade nearly combined instead of Meat Smith? That's actually probably a mistake. Yeah. White Hat Luck says, when can we kill Chuck Norris? You really can't until maybe if there was some sort of nuclear war and the country was thrust into some sort of post-apocalyptic nightmare world where there was no law, then you could kill Chuck Norris, but he would probably mutate into something that would be very difficult to kill. Did you ever see that that movie with where Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee fight, and they spend like 45 minutes like cracking their knuckles and stuff beforehand?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good, as you can undoubtedly tell from my description. Streaking Rabbits, well, no, I just answered that.
Yeah. Bri has got a question that I just enjoyed the way it was phrased. Will we ever have Diet Dyspepsi Cola or Diet Mountain Stream Soda, you know, for those of us watching our stick figures?
Oh, get it. I get it. Stick figure. Watching your face. No. Diet soda sucks ass.
How about half diet soda and half regular soda?
No, that's just something that retards drink, Mr. Skullhead. He does this all the time. When we go out someplace and he orders a goddamn half Coke, half Diet Coke.
Well, because that's the formula for C2, which is the ideal drink for somebody with my weird set of metabolisms.
Just don't drink any soda if it's that big of a deal, or just drink a goddamn diet soda.
See, it's not a big deal because I drink the half and half.
Ugh.
Not enough NutraSweet to fuck me up and not enough sugar to fuck me up. It's beautiful.
Any amount of NutraSweet is enough to fuck you up if you consider tasting something very, very similar to the inside of an anus to be fucked up. In that case,
speaking of tasting the inside of the inside of an anus, your mom's here, so we're gonna have to wrap this up.
Wow, really?
No.
I didn't mean really. My mom's there. I meant really. Is it time to go?
No, it's not quite time to go. But your mom actually is here.
Huh? That's weird, because she just called me from her house at the beginning of the show. That was a
quick drive.
She made good time. Yeah.
She's under the desk. That's why the speakers keep cutting out.
Primavera Angel Hair says, since we taught the professor to make things out of coconuts, and now we have coconuts, can we make cool things out of coconuts? No. Smiley Mon says some crap about basketball, which you're undoubtedly interested in, and in the same way that you're interested in making out with Smiley Mon, if Smiley Mon is male.
Yeah, basketball is a gay game, and baseball is so stalwartly hetero.
I didn't make the rules, Mr. Skullhead. Bub asks, how many billionaires are left? I think like 30. There were 37, or 30, no, 34 last time I checked, so the fewer than 34, probably. Leet Mother says, baseball suck totally. That's weird. Amazing Oompa, let's see. ANUS18 says, I am making a video that shows the misspelled cemetery. Can I send it to you when I am done? Sure.
Yes.
Master Jared says, if I were to donate via email, when could I expect the My Mr. A's? I don't think you can send money in email.
You can send it by PayPal.
Hummer Lover 58 says, how about a maze or a labyrinth? Not like the hedge maze, but like a daily dungeon that's more like a choose your own adventure. That's a good idea. Let's see. White Hat Luck says, chick, do you do yoga? If so, how long have you been doing it? I've been doing it for 3 years. Make sex better with your mom. I don't actually do yoga. I just occasionally sit on this ball so that I can bounce up and down and feel like I'm exercising when, in fact, I'm sitting on my ass.
Yep.
Neo Maxwell says, if you two got into a fight, who would win? We've gone over this before, but I don't remember what we came up with.
No.
What do you think?
That you're... I mean, my... ability to punch is fairly limited, but your capacity for pain is ungodly low, so I think that I would win unless you manage to, you know, evade my punches long enough for me to get winded, which wouldn't take very long.
I don't know. I've never been in a fight.
Yeah, me neither.
That's weird.
Not for lack of trying.
Not for lack of very loud, snide comments to bikers. Right. let's see. And the same question from Parse that we get asked pretty frequently. Have your parents ever listened to your radio show? What do they think of your mom jokes? No, they never have.
God willing, they never will.
Yuki Meister says, just wanted to say thanks for making such an entertaining game and community. What is the biggest publicity act you've done for the game? Have we ever done what...
Tech TV would be the biggest publicity the game's got, but we didn't really plan that.
That was sort of their idea, not mine. I was on. I got to be sort of interviewed on the screensavers on Tech TV by that guy who got fired. Aldous says, I recommend apple juice diluted with sparkling water. It's healthy. Wow, that actually sounds pretty good. Let's see. Armax says, hey, Scully, tell the good people that any KOLers who email me can get into the next screening of Burning Annie for free. Check my profile. You demand. I wonder what Burning Annie is.
Oh, I've been talking to Armax about that on my Friday show. He made a movie about, it's like a romantic comedy about a guy who's convinced the movie Annie Hall has ruined him for relationships. And it's apparently just kicking ass all over film festivals across the world.
Ow.
And it opens.
Speaking of low tolerance for pain, I just accidentally pulled on the cord of my headphones, and it jammed my left earpiece into my earring and almost pulled it out. That actually did kind of hurt. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It's a movie.
Yeah, and it opens with the song playing over the opening credits is Trunk Full of Amps.
Huh.
So I give him points, and I don't know. The movie looks really cool, and if you're in Los Angeles, you can send Armack a message, and he'll get you into a screening.
So that's cool. We're getting more and more famous players.
Yep.
Because our players become famous, not because famous people play. We draw in people who are cool and have lots of things inside them, like penises. Oh, well, sometimes both. 8:54. I would say that I didn't start to suck until about 12 minutes before right now.
I don't know. Would we describe the long series of looking up items as sucking?
I don't know.
That was interesting for some people.
Kind of interesting. Yeah, very, very. Yogmaid says, I can hear your Gmail notifier. That is all. All right, sorry.
In other news, it is now pronounced Gmail.
Gmail? I didn't say Gmail.
We'll have to wait for the
email is when people send you, karate suits in the mail.
Do we have anything at the any last minute ones that came in at the bottom of the page?
Blah, 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 I don't know.
The
Are
problem
we
is, as we have fewer and fewer questions to look at, it also takes longer and longer to download the page that lists them.
Well, really, it shouldn't now. It should be almost instantaneous now.
It took me a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Primavera Angel Hair says, oh, and what do you think of my plans to interview Jean Ray on Radio KOL? I would be so into that, PVA, if you can actually pull it off. I don't know. How close are you to actually doing it? I mean, of course I'm not actually talking to you, so you're not going to be able to answer me. Probably won't get the message from you even before the show's over, but no, I'd be all about that. Especially if you kept accidentally referring to the time cube as the wine cube.
Oh, that's who Gene Ray is?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't remember the fellow's name.
Yeah. I didn't actually know it until PVA started talking about it. So, Neon Gray says, would the two of you engage in full-scale pudding and or jello wrestling? I would pay money to see that. No.
No.
Our wrestling days ended after high school. Yeah. Because Mr. Skull had always got all butt hurt when I'd kick his ass.
The funny thing is I did wrestle for a season in junior high and just universally got my ass kicked by everyone who cared to try and wrestle me, including the mascot. So,
well, you know, one thing you need in your life is more homoeroticism.
Yeah.
And so maybe you should get back into wrestling. I mean, you know, high school wrestling.
Now, the funny thing is what I thought about that question was not like, God, I have to touch Zach, and that would be kind of achy, because it would. And, you know, but it was, God, just be covered in something that was sticky. You couldn't pay me enough.
Well, really?
Yeah.
So like, if they had suggested instead of, you know, pudding wrestling, like a water gun fight with water guns full of, like, tree sap, you would also not like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Oogie apparently got an A+ on her report about Linux, and which included an interview with me about
awesome.
How much Linux sucks. No, I don't really hate Linux. I use Linux on KOL servers.
Kids, if you want to get a good grade, interview Jake.
No, let's not say that. I don't have time to do that many of those. Let's see. Da-da-da. Jaylee says, can you implement a meaty helmet turtle smithing recipe? Meat sack plus helmet turtle. Turtles should be able to smith at least one kind of helmet turtle without a seal clubber. That's a good idea, actually. White Hat Luck says, if I ever became president, would you, Jack, and Mr. Skullhead be willing to be my vice president and my secretary of state? Probably not. I don't like politics.
Yeah, and you would be impeached as soon as they looked into either of our histories.
Oh, come on.
So, compare
us to George Bush.
Well, we're smarter.
I mean, neither of us has any DUIs.
No. I've never done lines of coke off of a stripper's ass either, so.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Me either.
Okay, let's pick one last extra special question to take us out, and
Shadows Light is asking if we could advertise his or her art contest. I guess Shadow's Light is a guy. His art contest. The prize is a Talisman of Veo. The thread is on the forums. Okay, fix bye. Are you going to play that? Are you going to play that techno song?
I'm going to play a chunk of it. It's 6 minutes and 49 seconds long. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll cut it.
Let's hope this is good. Who was it that sent this? We should announce that.
Yeah.
The DJ thing. Kenneth the Obscure.
Okay.
Are we ready to go out on that?
Yep. Good night,
all
kids.
Right.
See you next
bye,
week.
Bye, everybody.